Oh, damn, we're going to do true confessions here now, huh? Boy, howdy. Okay, then. Right back there in 1964, I want you to know I campaigned fervently for Lyndon Baines Johnson. The reason I did that was because there was this guy named Goldwater. And Goldwater promised that if he got elected, he was going to drop my butt and send it to Vietnam. So I did what was necessary. Borrow a line from you, make sure Lyndon won, which he did. I'm responsible for that, okay? 18 months later, I was jumping out of airplanes in preparation to go to Vietnam. That is while I got my education on the difference between Republicans and Democrats, okay? Size that one up. Who was the honest guy there? Goldwater. Oh, you think that you're going to get something out of Democrats here, newsflash from American Indian, the only party we've ever gotten anything out of in terms of tangible return and restoration of land rights in the entire 20th century. Well, I named one of them. It was a combination of Demon, Barry Goldwater, Richard Nixon collaborated to return the Blue Lake to the Taos Pueblo. That was the biggest land restoration in the entire 20th century. In fact, there wasn't any other substantial land restoration. We lost land under every single Democratic administration for the entire century. Goes against the conventional progressive orthodoxy. It's, I suppose, in that sense, counterintuitive. If you actually want to get tangible results, you're more likely with a Republican than you are with a Democrat, but neither of those alternatives is acceptable. That's what I learned out of that piece of false consciousness. Politically active, thinking I was doing the right thing, and out of pretty narrow self-interest, but actually it was beneficial to the Vietnamese. I can always think of it that way. Okay, I tried not to go kill them. I don't think probably tried hard enough, do you? I know they don't think I tried hard enough. Fast forward 5 years, 1969, I was a part of something called the Days of Rage, October 8th through 11th, Chicago, Illinois, weather faction. Okay, we're going to take the Chicago police force on toe-to-toe in the street with the baseball bat. I'll cut to the chase on that one real quick. Not doing that again. Yeah. Yeah, put the Corporation Council of the City of Chicago in the hospital as a paraplegic with a broken neck. Name was Richard Elrod. Then they couldn't figure out what to do with him. Said, what's the most useless position in Chicago? Said, sheriff. Sheriff doesn't do anything. So Democratic Party ran Richard Elrod for sheriff. We put the guy who broke his neck up as the opposing candidate and got 12,000 votes. Okay, we'll do that one again. Yeah, those are true stories. I learned out of that. You don't fight them on their terms, on their chosen ground. Maybe suck them into being on ground you choose and do what you're going to do someplace else. Learn from your experience. There's two. I can keep going. I'll give you one more. I moved to South Dakota, 1975. Towards the culminating phase of the Angoon Wars, it's called, which was really a counterinsurgency war waged by the United States against the American Indian movement and the traditional Oglala Lakotas and their other supporters on Pine Ridge Reservation. Part of those goons were tribal cops and other members of the tribe who were assimilated. That is, I use that word, tribe, in this sense, okay? It means animal grouping, doesn't mean people. There is no dignity to it, okay? We are peoples, we are nations, we are not tribes. But the goons were members of a tribe. Okay? Part of them were white. In the white part, Tom Mix County Rangers, vigilante organizations were primarily members of the John Birch Society, white ranchers, and people work for white ranchers. And I hated them. No, crystalline, clear. We're killing each other, kind of hate. That's 1975-76. 1981-82. Something happened in the interim. Educated them, educated me as a result of their education, okay? Government came up with the idea of installing something called the Etsy Pipeline. They were gonna take the groundwater out of the Madison Formation in the Oglala Aquifer, okay, pump it into slurry lines and slurry coal from the Wyodak coal mine up by Gillette all the way across the Plains region to Wisconsin. They had the idea of actually taking it all the way down to Arkansas in another version. This would have depleted the groundwater for the entire area of South Dakota and Wyoming in about 5 years. And that would have made it unranchable. Suddenly these Bircher ranchers discovered that they were in the position of Indians to all practical intents and purposes, and boy, did that change their way they looked at things.